Case number 12939, Heather Osborne and Kevin Clear seek a special use exception for a commercial dog kennel, sections 11523 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southwest of Daisy Road. The 911 address is 34582 Daisy Road in Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 6, Parcel 125. We have 5 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please? Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours. You may state your case, ma'am.
Earlier today, just stating that I would like to have my kennel renewed for the special use exception. I'm in the process of possibly trying to get our property rezoned.
That's pretty much why I'm here.
Okay. So this is just a renewal.
Yeah. Staff, I will note they were approved in 2019 for 5 years. It expires June 18th of this year, and we do have a service level submitted for the change of zone request, and it just takes longer than what a renewal would have expired.
Is anything new? Any new services, new hours, new anything?
Not at all.
Okay. New dogs? No, I'm just kidding. You press the button there at the bottom. There you go.
Okay.
So nothing is new?
No, nothing is new.
Thank you.
Have there been any complaints from any neighbors, any passersby?
No, sir.
I see you have letters of support from your neighbors.
On both sides.
Both sides, okay.
Number of employees the same?
That's just me.
Just you.
And my husband.
Okay.
My kids help out every now and then too, so they play with the dogs. But they're not employees.
Right, I understand. Mr. Sharp?
Just going back, looking at the prior findings, your lot's about 1.58 acres, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And your hours of operation, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with some overnight boarding, is that
yes.
right?
Yes. Now, it's actually about 7:30 or 8 o'clock that I open.
Okay.
Sometimes, if it's a special, you know, reason, I will let them bring them a little earlier, but I try to keep the noise to a minimum.
And so typically there was about 8 dogs, including your own 3 dogs on the property. Is that about right?
Yes.
Anytime, do you have more than that at any
point? No. I make sure I don't go above 15. Because I think I was approved for 15 in 2019.
So you don't have any more than that?
No.
And you have adequate parking for folks to pick up and drop off?
Yes, sir.
And how much traffic do you typically generate with this?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I've only got 2 dogs that come, so that's twice for each picking up and dropping off. But sometimes I have 8. So it just depends on the day. Tuesdays are usually a busier day.
A lot of people dropping their dogs off before and picking them up after work.
Well, yes. Like I have one couple that wrote a letter in favor, Zach Hill. Him and his wife both are teachers, and they're gone all week. So Macy, their dog, comes to me 5 times a week. And then, you know, occasional boarding as well.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
The property, when you're sort of looking at at your property from Daisy Road to the left, looking on the tax map, what is that What is that property? It doesn't look like it's a lot or...
That is Jo Brown. She's, I don't know if they like pay her to keep that the way it is. It's just, it's nothing there.
Okay.
It's just a field. And yeah. He does cut it, but, you know, he maintains it, I thought, for...
So, like, maybe like CRP or something, like, you know, conservation?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
Does that conclude your presentation, ma'am?
It does.
Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12939 for Heather Osborne and Mr. Kevin Clear and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12939 for Heather Osborne and Kevin Clear for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. As part of this motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 5 years.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So they voted 5-0, ma'am, your case is approved.